With more rain in the forecast, flood fears continue to rise along with the water levels in the Caribou region.
Several homes along the Cottonwood River near Quesnel are being threatened right now. At least one home already has been washed away. We're joined live on the line with George Henderson with CKCQ Radio in Quesnel. George, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about the situation there right now?
Well, right now, people are concerned, I think, but the worst may be over, just because while the river has come up slightly today, the one home that you were alluding to that was really threatened, they actually pulled it back from the river, the foundation included. So it didn't go into the river, which was, from an environmental standpoint, was their concern, but it is destroyed. And then there really is only one other home right now that is threatened, and it's further upriver. And what they've done is they've pulled a shed back, and there's still a ways to go to get to that home. And then all of the other homes that are threatened, they are on evacuation alert, but they're actually further back and in some cases separated by a main road and then sort of a side road.
George, do we have any idea how much actual land has disappeared?
Not really at this point. The erosion is what ultimately led to the demise of the one home. They don't really have any idea at this point how much. I mean, there are some areas where there aren't homes, so they're not even concerned, I don't think, at this point about that.
What kind of preparations were done with knowing that this was coming, and did it work?
Not a lot of preparation, actually. I think now this has happened, there are some talks underway about what they might be able to do to avoid a similar situation. I know the city and the CRD, the Caribou Regional District, are planning a meeting tonight with the residents to kind of update them. And I also know that they're talking about possible compensation, and that would be, once again, the Caribou Regional District that has kind of set this up, and they'll be talking to people from the PEP program, which is now sort of within the Emergency Management Services.
We understand you've lived in the Quesnel area for a long time. Is this prone to flooding? Does this happen every year?
Well, it seems like there's the threat every year, but we haven't really had a major flood in the area since back in the 80s. So going back quite a few years, a couple of years ago, temporary dikes were set up in the area, and that's actually in the downtown area part called West Quesnel. And fortunately, the river, while it rose quite a bit, it didn't get to the point where it even spilled over those temporary dikes. Those temporary dikes had to be taken down. And I know the city is in the process of trying to get a grant, a government grant, to make those temporary dikes permanent, because it is something that we deal with every year. And there are certain areas that do flood, but there are areas where there aren't homes. And I can tell you, within the city limits of Quesnel, we do have a flood alert in place in Baker Creek, which runs into the Fraser River. And just to give you a quick geography lesson, in Quesnel, the Fraser River and the Quesnel River basically meet, and those are the two main rivers in the area. And all of them are high right now, but it would have to come up still 2.5 feet to threaten anywhere with homes within the city.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. George Henderson with CKCQ Radio in Quesnel. Speaking of the homes along the Cottonwood River, where there are some flood fears continuing in the Caribou region.